Okay, recorder is on the line and running. If you would, I'd like your name again and spell the parts of the name for me, and then whatever title you'd like for me to use for you, please.
Okay, my name is Clark Flatt, C-L-A-R-K-F-L-A-T-T. I'm president of the Jason Foundation.
I kind of had a recollection that you were also the founder of the organization. Did I have that right?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell me about the genesis of the organization and maybe a little bit of a mission statement for the group?
Okay. The Jason Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3, and our mission is for the awareness and prevention of youth suicide. We started in 1997. We're one of the oldest and longest running youth suicide prevention programs in the nation today. And it started in 1997 after the suicide death of my 16-year-old son, Jason. On July the 16th, we're coming up on 21 years. So after I lost him, we really started the Jason Foundation just to start helping parents understand the dangers. At that time, not many people understood in 97 that suicide was the third leading cause of death. I knew I hadn't been aware of that, but not being aware really caused an issue, a problem of it. So we started just simply trying to make, not scare parents, but make them aware of the issue that it's the third most likely thing to take your son's life, our daughter's life at that time, and what we could do about improving people's ability to recognize warning signs and how to respond to them. And that same mission, with a little more greater detail, is still what we do today.
Yeah. And may I ask what you do, by way of programs or activities, initiatives to help with the problem?
Right. We affect the three areas of a young person's life. We try to, and all of our programs are done in the third person. You're learning this to help a friend or help a student or help a child. We have a student-based curriculum that's for use in middle and high schools. It's not an after-school program. It's actually written to be part of the health and wellness curriculum of a school, and it addresses suicide much in the same way as a health class would address drugs or alcohol or even bullying. It's very professional. Let's address this. Let's help students understand the impact that is happening in their, with their peers, and more importantly, how to recognize warning signs in that area, and then know what to do, a protocol on how to help a friend. Our biggest and our largest program is our program for professional development and in-service training for educators, providing in-service training to help teachers better recognize the warning signs that students many times exhibit before an attempt, and also help those teachers and schools not just be able to recognize it, but have a protocol set on how to help those young people. I think for both of those groups, it's important to recognize that two major studies have been done, that 4 out of 5 young people who will attempt suicide will demonstrate clear warning signs before the attempt. So our goal is simply for, whether it's a parent or whether it's the educators or the peers themselves, is help people better recognize those 4 out of 5 warning signs and then have a plan on how to help a young person who might be struggling with thoughts of suicide.
Yeah. And I'm assuming that you do the programs on a regular basis in both the two that you just described on a regular basis in Tennessee schools?
Well, yes. Right. We train more. In 2017, we trained approximately 3 out of every 4 teachers in the state of Tennessee. And this is an ongoing training. We trained, I think it was a little bit over 54,000 teachers that in 2000. But overall, we trained over almost 180,000 teachers last year.
So you train outside the state of Tennessee as well?
Right. We have 117 affiliate offices throughout the country, including our corporate office here in Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. The federal government now, I guess, with some new figures on teen suicide that seems to have a lot of people talking. Can you tell me about how, your view of those numbers?
Yeah, as far as nationally, of course, I think the Youth Risk Behavioral Survey, particularly they had 2 surveys. There's a little bit of one of the surveys shows that youth suicide, along with suicide in general, is on an increase and has been for now a couple of decades. So that's sort of a discouraging news, but that it's still on increase and an increasing rapidly. And we do mostly youth suicide, but it's now also getting into the preteens, ages 10 to 14. Suicide went to the second leading cause of death for the first time in 20 years in that group. So that was alarming to see that the suicide rate had dropped down to that 10 to 14 year old range. Of course, that's 1 year, so 1 year doesn't make a trend. So that's something we have to watch. But overall, the Youth Risk Behavioral Survey that particularly we watch, and it does it by state plus. Overall, as far as nationally, is what I'm looking for. Nationally, what the figures are. Those that were interesting because they had slightly gone up. We went, there's four questions. One of them is about feeling sad or hopeless. And in 2015, you know, 29.9% of our kids had answered they had felt that way. And now it's... basically, it went to 31.5%. So that was a pretty large increase. And, of course, hopelessness and sadness or the beginning of depression is one of the leading causes of suicidal ideation, no matter what age group it is. So that was probably one of the largest concerns we had out of the Youth Risk Behavioral Survey was that precluder, that beginning possibly of depression, going from 20, almost 30% to 31.5%. That was alarming. The other two of the four questions stayed relatively the same. Have you considered suicide in the past 12 months? 2015 was 17.7% of our kids, and the last one, 2017, which was just released, was 17.2. So wasn't a lot of, but still it shows the current concern out of that. Over one out of six young people would have said they had seriously considered suicide in the past 12 months. The one part that was a little bit, it was encouraging, was the last question is, have you attempted suicide in the past 12 months? Nationally in 2015, 8.6% of our young people answered they had. That went down to 7.4% in 2017. So a full percentage, 1.2%. That's not we didn't win the war, but it's headed in the right direction in that type of answering. So we were very encouraged with those as far as the last reports. The one I said at the beginning on depression was very concerning, though.
Yeah. Just to be clear, the numbers that you've just finished citing, those were national numbers or Tennessee numbers?
Those were national numbers. We do have the Tennessee numbers, and we're pretty much relatively the same, except we are higher in... have you attempted suicide in the past 12 months? Nationally, it's 7.4, so it went down. Ours was in Tennessee, though, in 2015 was 9.9%. That was an alarming figure. We were ahead of the national norm in 2015 by 1.3%. We went down in Tennessee to 8.3, so we dropped to 1.6% in that 2 year span, which was an encouraging. A point for Tennessee at that point, but I'll be glad to go over the other ones for Tennessee too with you if you'd like those.
It sounds as if Tennessee's kind of the, if I'm understanding you correctly, is kind of the reverse of the national. Depression nationally was up, but it's down in Tennessee. Ideations about suicide down nationally, but up in Tennessee. Do I have that right?
And I'm reading it too because these just came out on Thursday, so they're fairly new. And most of the time, I have them down just really pat. Just like in nationally now, we have it 31.5% for the feeling of experience hopelessness and sadness. That's for national. In Tennessee, we're at 31%. So we actually went up just like the national. When I said we were relative to the national, in 2015 in Tennessee, we were 28%. So we went up 3%. So we're showing a higher percentage of those people that could be considered in the beginning of depression, much like, relatively speaking, the national. The national went up about 2%. We went up about 3% on that. So... But we're still at half a percent below the national, that one.
Yeah, that fourth category that you mentioned, people who have considered suicide or have attempted suicide?
Well, the last one is, the actual question is, have you attempted suicide in the past 12 months? The new national norm for that, the new national number is 7.4%, basically a little over one out of every 14 young people. Here in Tennessee, however, that figure is, have you attempted suicide, 8.3%.
And did that one go up or down?
We went down. We were in 2015 in Tennessee 9.9%, and we went down to 8.3%.
Yeah, okay. All right. Good. I'd like to go back to the 10 to 14-year-olds and
right.
And ask, you know, is that something that obviously you've been at this for a couple of decades? I'm curious how, you know, whether that's kind of an unprecedented thing. Have you ever seen that before?
Well, for me personally, being in the field for like you said, right at over two decades, 20 years. When we first started, the ranking in that 10 to 14 year old range was not even there. It was not a consideration of a highly threat to that age group. We did see within the last decade it get into the fifth and sixth leading cause, maybe the eighth leading cause. For it to jump down, it was getting to the third. Now to go for the last report, and this is from the SAMHSA CDC, for it to go to the second leading cause of death. Yeah, that's a big concern for us at the Jason Foundation, because what that's showing is that suicide is not only that national public health issue for our teenagers and young adults. It is now actually getting into our preteens. So you think about a 10, and plus that'll be a future looking at what, if you're having that kind of numbers at 10 to 14, you can pretty much look and sort of guess of what that's going to affect when you start talking about 12 to 18 or the whole age group of 10 to 24. It's very alarming to see that has become, now we're talking about low numbers. I think that needs to be stressed. We're not talking about, you know, I don't have it in front of me, but I know overall numbers are not high as far as that. But still in ranking, becoming the second most likely thing to take a young person's life in the 10 to 14-year-old age group, I think that needs to be a concern for not only the Jason Foundation, but for our nation today now it's starting to get into our preteens, and that's awfully discouraging.
Yeah. Having worked extensively on programming for young people in that age group, what is it that your trainers recommend that parents, teachers, family, friends look for in children with regard to suicide prevention?
Well, you know, the general ones would apply to all, and of course, in that age group. And when we get to the middle and high school, we can work with the teens, the young people themselves. Of course, the 10 to 14 year old, it's more just teaching them and helping them learn more coping skills. But the warning signs for teachers and parents and things to look for would be relatively the same anywhere in that 10 to 24 year old range, and that would be, of course, as we said, depression is the leading cause of suicide attempts and suicides, no matter what age group. And sometimes parents and adults have a hard time understanding that young people can become so depressed that suicide becomes an issue, becomes a possibility. And I think that's one thing that we as adults have to take a better understanding. Our young people today are under more stressful times than any time than we can remember throughout our history. You know, the economic times, the educational challenges that are out there, and jobs. You know, I had an economist tell me, I don't have the facts on this, but he told me about 2 years ago after one of my speeches, he came up to me and he said, "Mr. Flatt," he was an economist at one of the Northeastern colleges, and he said, "Do you realize this will be the first generation of young people that won't overall do better than their parents economically?" And you know, I thought that was a good sign of showing what kind of stress was on our young people today. So with this higher stress level and regretfully sometimes lower coping abilities, then we're seeing that rate of suicide increase. So looking for signs of depression, and that can be, not doing your favorite activities, not wanting to do some of your grades falling, your friends, your appearance. It can go into a lot of things. Our seminar on this hour and a half long. That's why to put it in a snippet is sort of hard. But looking for depressions or signs of depression, looking for your student or young person talking about death or talking about how things would be without them here, sort of a suicide threat. You know, it can be as obvious as I'm going to kill myself. You'd be amazed at how many young people will say that before they actually attempt. But it can be less obvious, like nobody would miss me if I wasn't here. Nobody cares about me. I'm my life doesn't make a difference. All of those in itself are some sorts of a suicide threat. Previous suicide attempts is a big one, and people don't realize that a lot of times it's not the first attempt when we lose somebody. And to get especially our educators and our parents to know that if there's a young person who has attempted to take that serious, even if it's sort of one of those people in which I hate the phrase a half-hearted suicide attempt, to take any attempt of a young person hurting themselves and make sure you get them professional help. So it's really out of character behavior. If you know of a young person that's acting out of character for him or her, does it mean that they're suicidal? No, it does not. But it does mean that there's something going on in their life that's disruptive enough that you've seen it. So to simply ask that young person to talk to you about some of the things you're seeing going on in their life could actually save a young person's life.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I'd like for you to get in contact information, people that want to learn more about your organization,
sure.
Maybe any resources that you may have online. Where would they look for that?
Just look at our website. It's jasonfoundation.com. No dots, just one word, Jason Foundation. Yes, you can find out a lot more about statistics, the statistics surrounding youth suicide, but also most of our programs are available as downloadable. Brochures are downloadable, so there's a lot of information about youth suicide, and it's also information there about whether you're a student or an educator or a parent, how you can get involved to help prevent this tragedy.
All right, sir. I appreciate the time, and
hope
you have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.